This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.
This is Violet with Camden Community Radio, and this week I'm in the studio with Leo Joseph, who is a local artist who is one of six volunteers from the Camden Arts Centre putting on an exhibition in a pop-up space, which I think, has that been provided by the council?
So the space where we're doing the show has been provided by Camden Council. It's just a commercial space available to anyone who wants to use it. So in order to get it, what we had to do was we just applied through the application process, sort of saying what we wanted it for and what we wanted to use it for. And within a couple of weeks, they got back to us and they said, here you go, have it for 2 weeks. Leave it in a better condition than how you found it.
So what's your background and how did you get involved with the project?
Everyone doing the show met at Camden Art Centre, which is a gallery which specialises in fine art on Finchley Road. A group of, I don't know, maybe 20 of us had formed, and we thought, well, we're all artists-ish, or we're trying to be artists, or, you know, we're kind of working and made art at some point. And we thought, well, why don't we just seize this opportunity and get together and put a show on? And that's what we did.
So what was your background before you came to the Art Centre?
So my background, well, I work as a graphic designer. That's my 9-to-5. That's how I pay the bills. And I thought, okay, what can I do? I like to paint. I like to make sculpture, but it's not necessarily going to earn me any money. And I definitely can't live off it. So graphic design was like pretty much for me a really good compromise between something commercial and something creative and paying the bills. So I thought, yeah, I'll do it. So what I had to do was I had to kind of teach myself. I'm a self-taught graphic designer. So the course that I originally studied was fine art. But graphic design was something I had to go with from scratch. So yeah. It took a lot of kind of motivation and sort of a lot of internships and a lot of coffee making for people.
I'm happy those days are over.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I guess from maybe a lot of people listening to this show, they'll be coming from a place where they might be working with the community centre, or they might be living in and around here thinking, you know, how can I get into art? How can I get involved with that scene? How can I make stuff? Maybe without going the university route. I mean, these days, university is so expensive and it's shocking. And in a way, going to art school is odd because you're kind of going into this institution where everything's about checking boxes and doing things a certain way to study this completely creative endeavour. And it's kind of, it doesn't really make sense. So I suppose if I had to give anyone who wanted to sort of start making art and maybe doing it on a professional level and starting, and maybe who wanted to engage in the art community, you can go to places like Camden Art Centre. You can start donating your time with them. Start meeting other artists, start making stuff, see what's going on, connect online, connect on Twitter, and just keep on kind of pushing it and mixing with the right people, talking to the right people. And through doing that, there's so many free resources that you can get hold of. For instance, I just mentioned the place that I live right next to, Camden Art Centre, but there's so many of these different art institutions and centres where anyone can go to and start getting involved in that kind of space. So yeah, anyone wanting to get involved in art, I say go for it. There's nothing stopping you. You don't need to go to university to get your BA or your BFA. It doesn't make any sense from my perspective. So yeah, go for it.
So tell us a bit more about what you're showing in the exhibition.
So the exhibition is...
We heard rumours of a giant gummy bear.
It's really, I know there's not like a 1p piece next to it, but if you think of the size of a razor blade, and you can see there are quite a few razor blades in that gummy bear, it's quite small. So I suppose it's kind of around like 20 centimeters tall.
Okay.
And kind of like properly gummy bear shaped. I mean, it's definitely like gummy bearish, but it's not as big as the picture makes it look.
Yeah.
That particular piece was really inspired by this exhibition at the Tate Modern in 2010. And you had these major pop artists, you know, like Takashi Murakami, Kanye West, Jeff Koons, Damien Hirst, and, you know, all of them. And all of their work was really pristine and shiny, and it had diamonds, and it was plasticky, and it was glassy, and sort of made with precious metals. And so I think with my work, with the gummy bear and with the photorealistic paintings, there's kind of this this kind of very pristine, very exact sort of aesthetic that comes from them. And then I guess I wanted to put a twist in it. So you throw the gummy blade, the razor blade into the gummy bear, and all of a sudden this kind of really innocent sculpture of this sweet that everyone associates with their childhood becomes this really kind of dangerous thing.
Yeah.
So I like that kind of contrast, and that comes from kind of mixing sort of different materials together and the effect that that makes when people look into it.
So that's a sculpture.
That's a sculpture. And I've got my photorealistic paintings in there. And you've got Emma Savage. She's got her photography, which are these really vivid pictures that she takes when she goes traveling. And you kind of look at them and get drawn into what she's doing. Then you've got Glynis Miners, who looks at textural surfaces on a molecular level. So she's very interested in sand grains and what happens when you put them under a microscope and the kind of patterns and surfaces they reveal. Who else have we got? We've got Beatriz Perez, and her work is all about social commentary, and it's very much to do with feminism, and all of her pictures are very lucid and sometimes quite aggressive and extreme, and they usually feature sort of close-up shots of the female body. So you'll get, for instance, a section of neck or legs, and they kind of reveal sort of the smooth creases and folds and sort of shapes that kind of come across as being really feminine. But the kind of light they're shot in is usually like pitch black with like ultraviolet light, so you get this weird kind of, I didn't even know how to describe it. And then you have Hayden Albro's work, which is all about memories and how they're sort of remembered almost imperfectly. So there are all of these kind of plaster swatches across the wall combined with photographs. And she transfers the surface of the photograph onto the plaster surface, and it creates this sort of odd impression of the photograph being distorted and also partly transferred onto a new surface. A lot of people kind of spend a long time looking at them, trying to figure out exactly what they're looking at, and it's really interesting to see how this kind of original photograph gradually deteriorates until it's something that's completely unnoticeable. If you walk to the shop, one of the first things you'll see in the window is Camilla Bliss's spearheads. And they're very much about kind of taking traditional tribal ideas and marrying them with sort of contemporary ways of thinking.
So anyone wanting to find the exhibition, where can they go?
It runs from 11 to 7 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday until the 20th of January at 18 Morden Road.
Well, thank you very much for joining us in the studio, Leo.
And thanks for having me.
And everyone make sure to get down to Morden Road to see the Colour Assembly exhibit.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.